There are several Cochrane reviews of the effects of high-pressure oxygen as a treatment for a variety of conditions. Mike Bennett from the Department of Diving and Hyperbaric Medicine at the Prince of Wales Hospital and University of New South Wales in Sydney, Australia, talks to us about his new review of its use for headaches.
Headaches are an important health issue, and in the USA alone account for between $5 and $17 billion in time lost from work each year. We studied migraine and cluster headaches, both of which are severe and disabling, and affect about 15% of women and 7% of men in the Western world. Most of these are migraines, with less than 1 in 200 people suffering from cluster headaches. Drug treatment is often very effective, but some patients either do not respond to the drugs or find the side effects unacceptable. For these people, it has been suggested that oxygen would be an effective treatment for both types of headache, and we set out to investigate this. How oxygen might work for headaches is not fully explained, but it may be related to a constricting effect on blood vessels in the brain, and possibly some direct effects on the chemical pathways by which pain is felt. Some doctors have suggested that oxygen breathed at pressures higher than normal air pressure may work even better than simply breathing oxygen at normal room pressure. Therefore, our review examines the evidence on whether normal pressure oxygen, which I will call NBO, or high pressure oxygen, HBO, is safe and effective for migraines or cluster headaches. We also look for evidence that oxygen could prevent headaches, but we didn't find any. NBO involves breathing oxygen through a mask and is familiar to most of us. In HBO therapy, people breathe pure oxygen in a similar way, but in a specially designed airtight chamber where the pressure can be increased to between 2 and 3 times normal. Typically, patients stay in these chambers for about an hour at a time, or until their headaches get better. We searched as many sources of information as possible, looking for high-quality studies where the administration of oxygen was compared to either no treatment or a standard drug treatment. After a close examination of all the research, we found 9 relatively small trials that randomly assigned patients to the different treatments and satisfied all our other criteria. So these 9 trials were included in our review. They reported on just over 200 patients, many of whom were given both the oxygen and the control treatment, one for each of 2 separate episodes of headache. Where the trials were sufficiently similar to each other, we combined their results. For migraine, we found some evidence from 3 trials that HBO helps people with acute attacks. About 70% of headaches were relieved within 40 minutes of treatment, and patients were 6 times as likely to have relief with HBO compared to either NBO or no specific treatment. Turning to cluster headaches, one very small trial suggested HBO might be beneficial, but we cannot be sure of this effect without evidence from further studies. The 2 small trials that tested NBO as a treatment for cluster headache suggested that it was effective, but no more so than the drug therapy commonly used, ergotamine. More than half the patients had relief from their headache within 15 minutes of breathing oxygen, and compared to breathing air alone, relief was nearly 8 times more likely with NBO. So what are our conclusions? Well, there is some evidence that HBO therapy may terminate migraine headaches in a general population of people who suffer with migraine. However, the practical problems involved in delivery of this therapy suggest that HBO should be reserved only for those resistant to standard drug therapies, and we have insufficient evidence to allow us to recommend HBO as a routine therapy for all migraine patients. There is no evidence to support the practice of administering NBO to patients with migraine. The 2 small trials of NBO as a treatment for acute cluster headache show that it is likely to be effective in more than 70% of patients, and given that it is safe and easy to administer, this treatment is likely to continue. The randomized trials done so far provide insufficient evidence to establish the effect of HBO on cluster headache. Thank you.
You can read the evidence behind Mike's conclusions by going to www.cochrane.org.